Really good bunch of kids this morning. Big bunch. I've been talking about, on a series of sermons, of our Christian walk. How we're supposed to walk as Christians. In other words, how we're supposed to live as Christians. And today we're going to talk about another part of that. Look at the scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Talking about walking as children of light. Walking as children of light. Everybody find it in your Bibles. Find Ephesians 5, 8 through 10. And I'm going to read it so you follow along in your Bible. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. I wonder what it would look like if we would all board an airplane and fly up to about 15,000 feet. And go all around the world to see all the light displayed at this time of the year. Would be interesting, wouldn't it? How many of you like to go on that flight? I think it would be very interesting. And I've always wondered, too, how far you could go out into space and look back and still see all the lights. I'm sure you could see them from quite a distance. For Christmas, the season of Christmas, is a time of light. When we all put up our outdoor displays, I have some lights outdoors, I don't know if you do or not, and our trees indoors. It reminds us that Jesus came to bring light into the world of darkness. John wrote in his gospel, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus himself said, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. We talk about all the darkness that we can see in the world today, and there's a lot of it. But the world into which Jesus came was full of darkness, both literally and spiritually, especially spiritually. Jesus came to bring the light of God into people's lives and thereby light up the dark places of the earth. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." That applies to you and applies to me. Because today, we are the light of the world. He said, let your light so shine before men, so that they may see the good works that you do and give glory or to glorify your Father in heaven. You see, God has a strategy to bring light into the darkness. First, God shines the light of Jesus into the lives of people. And they in turn shine that light as they go about in the world. This, I believe, is what Paul meant in today's scripture when he said, walk or live as children of light. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First of all, we must allow God's light to illuminate all of the dark places in our own lives. As Paul said in today's scripture, we were once in darkness completely. Before we came to Christ, our lives were filled with darkness. Once we accepted Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, He, through the Holy Spirit, came to live within our lives. And He began to dispel all of the dark places that we have within us because of sin. How does he do it? Simple. He turns on the light. When you go into a dark room, you flip the switch of the light, and what happens? The darkness flees. The darkness leaves, and the light comes. The light fills the room. Remember this. Light is always stronger than darkness. And when we come into a dark room and flip that switch on, light will always overcome darkness every time. And when we are filled in our lives with the light of God, we will overcome darkness. In 1 John 1 we read, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. For you see, the Holy Spirit works in our lives in such a gentle, wonderful way. The Holy Spirit coming into our lives can see all of our weaknesses, all of our tendencies of sin. So little by little, he shines the light of truth on each one. And at that time, he encourages us to overcome those things so that all of the darkness is removed from our lives. Little by little, he shines the light of truth on each one of those things in our lives, and he encourages us to overcome them. That is also how the devil uses our weaknesses against us. Because he knows what tendencies we have in our life. He knows what weaknesses we have. And he's not going to come to us and try to get our strong points or come against our strong places. But he comes against our weak places. And so the Holy Spirit helps us. Once those areas have been brought out into the light, we can see them and we can deal with them. As I said before, not only does the Holy Spirit help us to see the areas that we need to deal with in our lives, but he also helps us to overcome them. We can't do it alone, my friends. We cannot overcome all of the weaknesses, all of the tendencies that we have towards sin in our lives by ourselves, in our own strength, in our own ability. We don't have to. That's the good news. Because the Holy Spirit is with us. He is in us, dwelling within us, and he comes to help us. He comes to enable us to overcome. He gives us the strength to root all of those things out and be free of them. In that way, we become children of light, and we live and walk in the light of God's truth. But that's only half the story. In the second place, once we become filled with light, we can share that light wherever we go. We are like light bearers, and everywhere we go, we bear the light of God because we have him in our lives. As Jesus said, we are supposed to be the light of the world and to overcome the darkness, not be overcome by it. Someone may say, well, I'm not sure my light is bright enough to go in certain places. And you know, that's wisdom. To be honest, we do need to be wise about putting ourselves in certain situations that could cause our light to be overcome. If we know that we have a weakness of some sort and it has not been fully overcome in our lives, we would be foolish to put ourselves in a place where we might fall. On the other hand, if Christians abandon all of the places in the world, the darkness will take over completely. And I think we've seen that happen. We've seen the darkness encroaching. We've seen the darkness going into places where it hasn't been before. We've seen the darkness try to overcome and overwhelm and simply just to cover the whole earth with darkness. That's the devil's strategy. So we cannot abandon the world. We cannot take our light out of the world because it is so very greatly needed. We need to make sure that our light is shining, and then we can let our light shine. I'm sure that all of you remember that little chorus that we all sang and learned in Bible school, vacation Bible school. This little light of mine, remember that? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And then the chorus goes on to list a number of different places where we can let that light shine. You know, we always did the movements, like this is my little light, and I can take my little light wherever I go. And there are a lot of places where I need to let that light shine. And there's a lot of places where you need to let your light shine. We can let it shine in our workplace. I'm sure that wherever you work, there are some dark areas that need the light of God shone on them. Or even in our own homes, there might be some dark places. And we need to let the light of God shine on those places through us. Let our light shine. And then also the place where we go to school or maybe the place where we shop. Wherever it is. I don't know where you go all the time, but wherever we go, we have the light of God in us. And we can let that light shine. We can let that light go forth. And wherever the light goes forth, it dispels the darkness. We have to have that confidence that our light is going to be stronger than the darkness of the world. Some of you are old enough to remember that comic strip, Little Abner. There was a character in that comic strip who had an unpronounceable name. He also had a dark cloud hanging over him. And everywhere he went, that cloud followed him. And out of the cloud was coming rain and lightning. Wherever he went, that was what people saw. We can be bearers of light, my friends. Or, like that character in Little Abner, we can bring gloom and doom. Have you ever been around somebody like that? All they can talk about is gloom and doom. Things are so bad. Things are terrible. And they're not ever going to get any better. Well, that doesn't really cheer too many people up, and that doesn't really cause us to feel lifted up in our spirits, does it? Kind of pulls us down in a way. There's enough darkness in this world already, so let's not add to it. Let's be the kind of light bearers that bring light wherever we go to make things different, to bring change for the good. There's a hymn called "The Light of the World is Jesus." And one of the stanzas goes like this. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. So my friends, every time we see the lights at this Christmas time, let it remind us of Jesus. Let it remind us of Jesus' coming, His first coming into the world. And whenever, wherever He came, He brought light. And I know that many of you have experienced that light in your lives. And so wherever we go, we can be His light to the world that is in darkness. Let it also remind us of the light that He has brought into our lives. Once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light. Now we have His light living in us. So Christmas is not just a time to look at the pretty lights, although there are a lot of pretty displays around. It's a time to remind ourselves that we have a responsibility as Christians. We have a responsibility to be the light of the world, to be Jesus' light in this world, and to make it a brighter place. So let's remember that as we go around this Christmas time, that Jesus has made it possible for us to be filled with His light. And because of Him, our lives will never, ever be the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank You so much for Your Son Jesus, the light of the world. We know that He has brought light into our lives. We had so much darkness in our lives to begin with, but He has dispelled all that darkness. Or at least, He is dispelling it. And there's so much darkness in this world, Father. So help us, God. Help us to let our light shine. Really, it isn't our light, it's Jesus' light in us. Help us to let it shine so that many will be able to come to Him and find that life that He wants to give. We pray this in Jesus' name.